理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 8. It was not very fun being in the hospital. The room usually was hot and insects were everywhere. In the morning, some nurses would take me to the treatment room to get my cuts cleaned, while they changed the sheets on my bed. In the afternoon, everything was quiet. The patients who were awake would occasionally talk with each other from across the room.One afternoon, I was told someone had come to see me. Moments later, a nurse brought Rinaldi in. He rushed over to my bed and kissed my forehead.
"Do you feel any better?"
He seated himself in the chair next to the bed.
"You know what's happening? They are planning to give you a medal."
"No way. What did I do?"
"But...You have been seriously injured.
You at least will get the bronze one. And if you did something special, they will give you a silver one. Did you do anything special?"
"No, nothing." "Weren't you carrying anybody while you were wounded?"
"Of course not."
"Well, I heard you insisted on letting other patients get treated before you.
I didn't insist very strongly."
"That's all right.
I don't think it's a problem. I am pretty sure that you can get the silver one. You were brave enough to apply to go to the front line. You should absolutely have it. We are all full of pride when we think about you."
"So, how did the battle go?"
"Didn't you read the newsletter? We took that little town and got almost 1,000 enemies to give up." "How are you doing?"
"I'm doing very well. I'm becoming a better doctor every day. But enough about me. Do you still hurt? How are the wounds? How's your head doing?
The doctor's chart says that your head is all right.You were really unlucky to have that major work on you. He's not a good doctor. He's more like a meat cutter. It must drive you mad to stay in this bed all day long. Please, get out of here as soon as possible. I miss you. The room is so empty now that there's nobody sharing it with me."
"What about Miss Barclay?"
"Of course. I will go and get her. But you rest for a while. And here, I have brought you some alcohol to take away some of the pain. By the way, I think the priest wants to come see you. You know, sometimes I wonder if you two aren't lovers," he said, laughing.
"Shut up, you stupid Italian.
I have to go now. Get well soon. I have no one to joke with." He kissed me goodbye and then left.